local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5, and we've made it to Little Friday, the Friday Eve edition. Some people call it Thursday edition of Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. In the 60s throughout a lot of areas of Mobile and Baldwin County, and heading to a high just in the mid-80s today. Am I serious? Well, we'll check in with Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, I'll check the ride in with we'll get Kane in just a second. Let's go to Dr. Bill's forecast. They're nodding yes. Okay, we'll be right back.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be dry with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clearing up an early morning accident at Africatown Boulevard between Hess Road and 10th Street. Other than that, it's been a pretty quiet ride so far. Long Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. And again, watch your speed. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. State troopers are there. This Saturday night at Mobile International Speedway, Highway 90 in Irvington, you'll see the Outlaws with the Pro Trucks and Sportsmen, the Pure Stocks, Kids Bicycle Racing, Spectator Racing, and Two-Cart Chain Racing. Find out more at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 609 FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A multi-state search is on for a man wanted for kidnapping charges. The state of Tennessee is turning to the state of Alabama to help find 62-year-old Roy Nelsch from Logan. The Alabama trucker is charged with one count of especially aggravated kidnapping following what law enforcement is describing as, quote, violent interaction back on May 22nd involving a Clarksville, Tennessee woman. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says that they have developed information which suggests that Nelsch may be connected to additional crimes with other victims. This after a disturbing discovery. According to WSMV and the TBI, it confirmed a large number of women's bloody underwear were found inside the cab of Nelsch's truck. Blood was also reportedly found inside the truck's back compartment, dashboard, and sun visor. Well, one of the women he picked up on the side of the road after her car ran out of gas on the Kentucky-Tennessee border. She claims Nelsch handcuffed her, hit her with a gun, said he was going to rape her and keep her for days. The woman was able to get one hand free of the handcuffs, escape to tell police, and even provide them with a license plate number. If you have information which can assist, please call 1-800-TBI-FIND. A major crackdown at an Alabama prison in an effort to get rid of contraband. More than 300 officers from multiple agencies inspected the Bibb County Correctional Facility in Brent around 4 a.m., led by the Alabama Department of Corrections. 8 hours into that sweep, investigators recovered 37 makeshift weapons, synthetic drugs, narcotics, and contraband cell phones. This is ADOC's third joint operation of a major correctional facility just this year in an effort to find and remove illegal contraband, which stats show leads to more violence and criminal activity inside of state prisons. Those taking part included the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the Alabama Emergency Management Agency, Pardons and Paroles, Brent, Centerville, and Hoover Police Departments, as well as the Bibb County Sheriff's Office. That prison houses more than 1,800 inmates. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a missing diver will resume at 8 o'clock this morning in Chickasaw. Witnesses tell News 5 the diver went into the water several times Wednesday, but never resurfaced after the final dive. The 911 call came in around 5 o'clock from the William Brooks Park near Chickasaw Creek, which opens into Mobile Bay. New video shows a gunman forcing customers and employees to the ground in an early morning robbery at the Daphne Waffle House. Daphne police are still looking for the man who fired a shot from an AK-47 rifle as he entered the restaurant on Highway 90. Suspect then reached over the counter and grabbed some money before leaving. He got away in an older model Chevy or GMC truck. A Monroe County grandmother is suing the Alabama Department of Human Resources over the death of her 11-month-old granddaughter. The grandmother insists a history of child abuse should have prevented her granddaughter from being returned to the care of the child's mother and her boyfriend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion? If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59 I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
Good morning, quarter after six here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The St. Louis Blues defeated the Boston Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last night to win their first championship in franchise history.
10 seconds to go. The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
And the Blues waited 51 years to raise that trophy last night. The Blues put the first points on the board in Boston, with Ryan O'Reilly and Alex Petrangelo each scoring first period goals to give St. Louis a 2-0 lead. Then after a scoreless second period, Braden Schenn and Zach Sanford gave St. Louis a 4-0 lead in the third period. Bruins defenseman Matt Grzelcyk scored the Bruins' only goal with 2 minutes left in the game, spoiling Blues goalie Jordan Bennington's shutout. The rookie St. Louis goalie put a cap on a spectacular season and postseason with a 32-save masterpiece last night. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe, which is awarded to the most valuable player in the Stanley Cup playoffs. O'Reilly set a franchise record with 23 points this postseason and became the first player to score in games 4-7 of the final. Here he is after the win.
It's an incredible feeling. I You know, I just, there's so many people to thank, and I'm just so proud of this group and myself too. I can't believe that we hung on and got this done.
With the Stanley Cup win, St. Louis finished one of the greater turnarounds in sports history. The Blues were in last place in the NHL midway through the season before installing the rookie goalie Bennington as starter and running their way through the league and Stanley Cup playoffs. In NBA news, ESPN reported yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics are each engaged in trade talks with the New Orleans Pelicans regarding All-Star Anthony Davis. Mark Stein from the New York Times reported that LA's fourth overall pick in this month's NBA draft is up for grabs, along with young players Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. Davis can become a free agent next summer if he declines his $28.8 million player option for 2020 and 2021. Golden State Warriors superstar Kevin Durant confirmed on social media yesterday that he underwent successful surgery for a ruptured Achilles. Durant returned to the court in Golden State's Game 5 win over Toronto on Monday night, 1 month after injuring his right calf in a playoff game against Houston. On Monday night, Durant went down during the second quarter holding his right leg. Golden State President of Basketball Operations Bob Myers confirmed following the game that Durant suffered an Achilles injury, and an MRI on Tuesday confirmed a tear. Game 6 will be played at Oracle Arena tonight at 8 p.m. The Warriors need a win to force Game 7 and keep their hopes of back-to-back-to-back championships alive. Meanwhile, Toronto is still one win from the first championship in franchise history. In minor league baseball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears topped the Mississippi Braves 5-3 in the series opener in Mississippi. Mobile's Jack Kruger hit a two-run homer in the fourth inning, and Jamai Jones added a three-run shot in the fifth to lead the Bay Bears to the win. The six-game road series against Mississippi continues tonight, with the first pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In the majors, the Atlanta Braves won their sixth game in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7 in 11 innings. Austin Riley tied the game with a solo home run in the ninth inning and then scored the winning run in the 11th off of a double from Ozzie Albies. The Braves will try to complete the series sweep over Pittsburgh this morning at 11 o'clock. In other games, the Chicago Cubs crushed Colorado 10-1. Arizona shut out Philadelphia 2-0. Miami shut out St. Louis 9-0. And San Francisco beat San Diego 4-2. In the American League, Boston beat Texas 4-3. Toronto topped Baltimore 8-6. Oakland beat Tampa Bay 6-2. Seattle beat Minnesota 9-6 in extra innings. Kansas City got past Detroit 3-2. Cincinnati beat Cleveland 7-2. And Milwaukee beat Houston 6-3 in 14 innings. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Should I feel bad about the fact that I've been daydreaming about the start of college football for the last couple of days?
I don't think you should feel bad at all.
It's June. Mm-hmm. It's June. It's not even July yet, you know, and most people, normal people, would start talking about that maybe August.
Right.
It's June. Mm-hmm. I should be more interested in basketball and hockey and golf.
It's all about college football all the time. Okay. I'm actually surprised you didn't start thinking about it earlier.
Well, maybe I have.
See, I've been daydreaming about that October college football weather. That's what I've been thinking about.
Thinking about that game that happens in October.
I don't want to think about that game.
Everybody loves Alabama, Tennessee, except for Tennessee fans. All right, coming right back.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Cater, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be dry with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Damn the torpedoes in full speed ahead to Father's Day. And what rhymes with Father's Day? Fishing, family, and fun. The 17th annual Mystic Stripers Fishing Rodeo is Saturday, June 15th at Dolphin Island Marina. FM Talk 106.5 supports us. You can too. Go to MSSRodeo.com now. With 16 different inshore and offshore categories, there are prizes for all. cash jackpots for red snapper and speckled trout. Don't fish? We got you covered. We give away thousands of dollars in door prizes from Pelican coolers to our Mystic Anglers cash drawings. And one lucky person will win a personal watercraft, jet ski lift, compliments of Gary Lewis with Hurricane Marine Products. Tickets are only $25. Kids tickets, 12 and under, 10 bucks. The Stripers will proudly donate 25% of the red snapper and speckled trout jackpots, plus matching funds from the Stripers St. Jude's Children's Hospital. More details and ticket outlets to buy your tickets, visit MSSRodeo.com or find them on Facebook and Twitter at MSSRodeo.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Surely you're not advocating that women become head football and basketball coaches of a men's sport. Surely you're not doing that.
Jim.
No, Anna, answer the damn question. I'm not playing around here.
Are you going to let me answer?
Yeah, don't give me that Jim crap.
Okay.
Just come on and answer the question.
That's right. Fight amongst yourselves.
I love it!
Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department clearing up an early morning accident at Africatown Boulevard between Hess Road and 10th Street. Other than that, it's been a good morning. No other accidents in the roadways. Good start across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Malbus, and Loxley checking in accident-free. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile is looking for new technicians. Experience is preferred. Auto body technicians. It's time for an upgrade to Bay City Collision. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You got that project that involves getting junk out of your house, from maybe out in the yard. Maybe it's an office. Maybe it's a storage unit. Somewhere you've got junk, you got things that you don't need, you don't want. You just don't know how to get rid of them. Well, it's pretty easy. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And they'll make an appointment with you, a specific day, a specific time, not all that stuff where they, oh, sometime between Monday and Friday, some between 8 and 5. They'll give you a day. Give you time, y'all agree on it, set the appointment, and they'll show up. And the crew will say, okay, well, here's the project. They'll bid you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done quickly and get it done correctly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A health scare at the Honda Manufacturing Alabama plant in Lincoln as an on-site contractor has been diagnosed with tuberculosis. Spokesperson for the plant says the employee was diagnosed by their personal doctor and is currently receiving treatment for the disease. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they notified Honda on Monday that they plan to investigate the case, and they and the company began identifying staff members who might have been in close contact with the infected person. Now, close contact is defined as spending an extended amount of time with a person in a physically close environment. Both Honda and ADPH are working to screen employees and implement precautionary testing, investigation, and control. Those who came into contact with the infected contractor have been notified, and their testing will begin next Tuesday. Tuberculosis is treatable and preventable. Health department officials say that only those who were in close contact with the person need to be tested. Honda employees, about 4,500 people at that Lincoln plant. Children's shows are not supposed to be controversial, but now another show making headlines here in the state of Alabama. Now, you'll recall just last month, Alabama Public Television, they announced they would not air an episode of the PBS show Arthur after a character married his same-sex partner. This morning, another popular children's cartoon is introducing same-sex couples to their audiences. Coming up this Saturday, Discovery Family says that they will air The Last Crusade. It's an episode of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, featuring Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, a lesbian couple. The characters were first introduced back in 2017 in the My Little Pony book, Ponyville Mysteries, Riddle of the Rusty Horseshoe. No word yet if protesters are encouraging Discovery Family not to air that episode, which once again airs this weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Somebody hold my beer as I get into this one.
I can't wait.
Probably have to wait to the 8 o'clock hour of reaction to... It is...
My Little Pony.
The Arthur thing that started the hubbub in Alabama, which I don't get nearly as bothered by the fact, because you can choose to to watch that or not. And I realize I'm a dad. The idea that you have time to monitor everything your children see, I get it. You don't. But you have, and you could say, I should be able to trust programming on APT to be able to show things that fit with our family values. Although your family values may be different than the person down the street and all that. So there's a nuanced discussion there I think is worth having, that APT did not air that Arthur episode a while ago. But now this, we're going to go on this now. This happened, if you remember, with putting same-sex situation or same-sex couples in situations with a higher frequency than they exist in at least any survey I've seen of culture. This happened in sitcoms and other dramas and in evening shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And grown-up television happened, and it seemed forced because it was. Now, if there's characters that person's gay or not gay, you put them in the, but didn't, you know what I'm talking about? There's a period of time, and it mm-hmm. still may exist to some degree, but it was a period of time where in TV, it made me uncomfortable for the writers of those shows because I said, you're putting characters like,
you're forcing them in.
You're forcing this situation in. If that person happens, if it's right for that character to, that person's gay or whatever, then fine, write the show. But sometimes they're like, and here is our gay show.
Right.
Well, okay, now we're talking about, I'm sorry, I mean, and now we're talking about doing this in children's programming. I've said this, like I said, about scouting and all these things. There shouldn't be a straight show either. Mm-hmm. There shouldn't be discussions of, if you're going to have kids' shows, let the kids be kids and have shows about, hey, let's share. Let's not hit each other over the head with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's teach some lessons.
Let's count
lessons.
To 10.
Let's count to 10. Let's not hit each other. Let's count to 10.
Pretty
let's
standard
not lie.
Stuff, you would think.
Let's do that stuff at the kids' show. And then when they get older and they want to watch mm-hmm. whatever, then they can... it's just why? My little Pony.
Is McGruff the crime dog next? Is that where we're headed?
That's why he has a trench coat on.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A seventh shooting in the Pensacola area in just 2 weeks. This one happened last night on Topaz Avenue near Westfield Drive. One person was shot. A person of interest was taken into custody. We are expecting more information from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office this morning. A kidnapped baby has been reunited with her mother. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says the mother was conned out of custody of her 9-month-old child. Officials say the suspect, Kayla Singleton, took the baby to Georgia. U.S. Marshals found the infant with Singleton at a home in Stone Mountain. Two people pulled over in Silver Hill now face drug trafficking charges. Justin Smith and Mary LaPresti are being held on more than $100,000 bond each. Investigators say they found the pair in possession of meth, heroin, and Xanax. Visitation is scheduled for tomorrow for Monroe County Deputy Jay Daly. That visitation will be from 11 to 5 at Banks Memorial Funeral Home in Monroeville. Funeral is Saturday at First United Methodist Church. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years, offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now, Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus, a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 and Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are going to pop.
I'm going to need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. We all
all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Brent.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
A South Korean company confirms that all 23 crew members aboard one of the two tankers reportedly attacked near the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf have been rescued. With U.S. Navy vessels heading to the area, Nick Robertson reports the attacks are ratcheting up tension between the U.S. and Iran.
This appears to be a significant escalation over that attack on four commercial vessels a month ago, just off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. These ships were on the move. They appear to be targeted by missiles of some kind.
One vessel reportedly on fire, the other adrift. The British Home Secretary said this morning he has signed an extradition order that would send imprisoned WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States if British courts favor the move. Assange is facing U.S. espionage charges. The St. Louis Blues take the Stanley Cup, beating the Boston Bruins 4-1 last night, while stock futures are taking the boards higher on Wall Street this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Walmart is making some big changes to its corporate flowchart for Jet.com while insisting that the site will continue operating and no layoffs are planned. The company is eliminating the position of president at the unit and will merge the rest of its team with its own online operations. Jet.com is the site acquired by Walmart in 2016 in an effort to appeal to urban shoppers. Lululemon has raised its outlook for the current fiscal year after the athletic apparel company said growth from online purchases and sales of its core leggings and joggers boosted results in the latest period. Shares are up 6% in pre-market trading. The name of the nation's newest mega bank is Truist Bank. Southern regional banking giants BB&T and SunTrust will adopt that name for their merged institution. The two banks announced a merger earlier this year, creating the nation's sixth largest bank by assets. The banks also announced Truist will be headquartered in Charlotte. And that's Your Money Now.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check in with Dr. Bill. But first, though, I want to Michael's text from the text line. He said, is there any way Dr. Bill's weather forecast can be put on repeat until September? It can't get any better than this weather. So, Dr. Bill, they're clamoring for you to put this thing on repeat for a few months.
I know. I'm trying to figure out a way to do that. You know, Mother Nature doesn't like to do something like that.
She doesn't listen. Never listens.
Yep.
So what do we got? I mean, this is talk about the situation right now. This is that dry air mass you said is coming here and some really below normal temperatures.
Oh, and it's going to last for a couple of days, and then over the weekend we start to get a southerly wind, and that, of course, gets us back to normal with the higher humidity and a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. But today, just some beautiful start around, so far the low in Mobile, about 65. The coldest temperature right now in the area, Mount Vernon at 59 degrees.
Wow.
And, yes.
That's not a record. That's not a record for June.
Well, at Mount Vernon, probably not a record.
Yes, right. The ice record. The icebox in Mobile County. You're right.
Yes, indeed. But we're going to warm up today to about 88 this afternoon, but with low humidity and the wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour should be very pleasant. Tonight, another night of, let's call it pleasantly cool temperatures, around 65 tonight under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, another dry day with plenty of sunshine, and the high will be in the upper 80s, possibly could make it to 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon. But then the wind switches around to the southeast late tomorrow. And Friday night will be in the low 70s rather than in the 60s. Now, for the weekend, the best day would be Saturday, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. It will be more humid with temperatures in the upper 80s. And then on Sunday, a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorm activity. And again, the high will be in the upper 80s. So Sunday, it's sort of normal for this time of the year with the scattered afternoon thunderstorms. That's the pattern for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, mainly afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees, and, of course, high humidity.
All right, Dr. Bill, the tropics, you watching anything there?
Yeah, looking good right now, quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Still some clouds way out in the eastern Atlantic, but this time of the year, the waters out in the far Atlantic are still cool, and they have to warm up a bit, and that doesn't occur until well into July, and then they reach their peak in August and September.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, tropical weather expert, and he's got your forecast right here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, this is not like... This is reminiscent of a YouTube video that I really, I know there's some that are imitation of a real story, but I think one of them, the guy on the lawnmower getting the DUI. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Don't tase me, bro.
Right. That I don't know if that, there's been some faked up versions. I don't know if the original was faked up.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
You don't. See, my cynical nature makes me think that's so good that it can't be real. But then again, you look at life around you and go, truth is often stranger than, or reality is often stranger than fiction. But I'll give you a little slice when we come back here. A lady arrested for driving under the influence, and she was driving a Power Wheels toy. Details on the way.
Join Sean Sullivan and Midday Mobile live from Gulf Coast Tools and Foley today from noon to 2. Stop in, grab some lunch. Gulf Coast Tools is cooking on the Big Green Egg. Register for the Big Green Deal and pick up a Father's Day gift for Dad today live at Gulf Coast Tools and Foley with FM Talk 106.5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord.
Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart.
You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers working on Highway 181 just north of 104, a car versus a deer in Fairhope. Also got another accident, Spring Hill Avenue and Mobile Infirmary Drive. That's going to be without injuries, as state troopers are running a lot of radar from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland this morning, so watch your speed. It's the ultimate summer recess. June is Teacher Appreciation Month at the Battle House Spa with 20% off any 50-minute service or more. For reservations, call the Battle House Hotel and Spa at 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Time for more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A car buying experience turns into a stolen vehicle and a man on the run, and authorities need your help to find him. He's been identified as 21-year-old Jalen Jones. Law enforcement says that he posed as a car seller on social media and connected with a buyer. After both men reached a price and a place to meet, the victim brought with him some cash. Investigators say that that is when Jones grabbed the $1,000 in cash and took off in the car that he was supposedly selling. As for Jalen Jones, he's described as 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing 158 pounds. You are encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211 to report your tips. And remember, you may remain anonymous. Here's a question for you this morning. Ask yourself, do you know how to have fun? Do your friends know how to have fun? If so, it seems that you are in rare company if you live in the state of Alabama. According to Wallet Hub, they've ranked all 50 states based on how fun it is to live there, and we are at the bottom of the list. So the two key categories that they focused on, entertainment and recreation and nightlife, which includes arts, entertainment, recreation establishments, restaurants, bars, and theaters, per capita, and personal spending on recreation. Nightlife is considered as such things as average price of beer and wine, movie costs, and music festivals. So using those factors, California was rated as the most fun state, followed by Florida, New York, Washington, and Colorado. The least fun states, well, Alabama comes in 44th place, followed by Mississippi, Delaware, and Rhode Island. Why so low, you ask? Well, Alabama received those low marks for number of theaters per capita and lowest personal expenditures on recreation services per capita. So the question is, do we know how to have fun? I can say yes on behalf of my Finley family, and yes on behalf of my FM Talk 106 family. Why don't you go ahead and make yourself a great day and a fun day? This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well, like I said the other day, you look through the metrics. Like we talked about it Monday, that Wallet Hub story. You look through the metrics. You get penalized for, in that Wallet Hub study. This is why anything, polls, surveys, do yourself a favor. Don't just listen to headlines. Go look at the thing yourself. That's why we post so much on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Because the Wallet Hub survey, one of the categories was dollars spent for entertainment per hour or something like that. So if you're telling me that watching the sunset with friends and hanging out, you know, down at Dolphin Island or on the Eastern Shore or something like that, it's not a great time. But because it doesn't cost 50 or 60 bucks an hour or 100 bucks an hour, then the Wallet Hub survey docks you points. So these things are, go through and look at the metrics, then think, then make a judgment if you believe that it impacts your life in any way.
Yeah, I would say that cheap or free fun is better than expensive fun.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, there's some really good expensive fun, and there's some just moments when you go, this is great.
Yeah.
This, you know, it's not costing anything. This is great. then there's this.
Your parents assemble them easily. Then off you go over the hills,
that's
around
right.
the trees.
That's right. You know, and in these commercials as a kid for Power Wheels, they did all this stuff, and then you would get on the Power Wheels, and they had no limited slip differential, and they would never get grip unless they were, I mean, they would be on the concrete going zip, zip, zip. All right. So here's a story, y'all. This is breaking news in the world of what you can get busted for while driving drunk. Woman in South Carolina arrested Monday for driving drunk in a motorized Power Wheels toy truck. Actually, she didn't get a DUI. She was charged with public intox. 25-year-old woman named Megan Holman from Walhalla, South Carolina, arrested on Monday as cops caught her driving the Power Wheels truck while intoxicated. It was a Power Wheels, I guess, the monster truck.
Oh, nice. Was it Bigfoot, maybe? I don't know.
It doesn't show. It just shows her mugshot, which is a whole other interesting thing. The picture I see in her mugshot makes me think she's saying to herself, I just got arrested over this. So there it is. She's charged with public intox for driving a kid's Power Wheels truck.
Amazing. I've never heard a story like that before.
This is why I think back to like the lawnmower guy and this... I am a firm believer in cracking down on intoxicated driving, deadly driving. But somebody's in a car, they could kill my family, kill your family, kill innocent people. Got no tolerance for it. But if somebody's on their, you know, in a Power Wheels truck, they're not going to, they can hurt themselves. It's just like they get people biking under the influence. That's where I start to have an issue. I believe in the vehicle one because those people can hurt innocent people. But if a person makes a stupid choice,
right,
then that's on them.
We've even heard of charges for horsing under the influence
right.
before.
That's what I don't get. What is the purpose of the driving while intoxicated law? To me, the spirit is to protect all of us that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
But if the person once is on a bicycle, a horse, although, yeah, horse hits you, it can hurt you, but bicycle or horse or a Power Wheels vehicle. is that really public safety at that point? Or, I mean, if somebody, they want to go run the lawnmower like that guy and they're not on a road mm-hmm. with it, I don't care.
I do need to know, maybe you can tell from the mugshot, what's the size of this woman? Because if I'm getting
she's tiny.
Power Wheels...
She's tiny.
Okay.
Yeah, she's petite.
First off, I don't know if I can fit in any of the Power Wheels, and then if I do, I don't think it's going anywhere.
No, I can prove that, because when I was working on a Power Wheels years ago for my daughter, and I thought, well, if it's not doing something, I said, let me get in it. And first of all, I didn't really get in it, because I put my feet straddling it, because I didn't want to break it in half, and then it just sat there and went... Mm-hmm. Never got any grip, so... All right, there you go. So don't drive your Power Wheels intoxicated. 646, we'll be right back.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal free, glare resistant, and shatter resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-123. That's 802-1234.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
The law firm of Taylor Martino and Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The search for a missing diver will resume at 8 o'clock this morning in Chickasaw. Witnesses tell News 5 the diver went into the water several times Wednesday, but never resurfaced after the final dive. The 911 call came in around 5 o'clock from the William Brooks Park near Chickasaw Creek, which opens into Mobile Bay. New video shows a gunman forcing customers and employees to the ground in an early morning robbery at the Daphne Waffle House. Daphne police are still looking for the man who fired a shot from an AK-47 rifle as he entered the restaurant on Highway 90. Suspect then reached over the counter and grabbed some money before leaving. He got away in an older model Chevy or GMC truck. A Monroe County grandmother is suing the Alabama Department of Human Resources over the death of her 11-month-old granddaughter. The grandmother insists a history of child abuse should have prevented her granddaughter from being returned to the care of the child's mother and her boyfriend. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
The Blues are taking the Stanley Cup home to St. Louis for the first time ever. Anthony Davis could be on the move from New Orleans soon, and the Braves win their sixth in a row. It's 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The St. Louis Blues defeated the Boston Bruins 4-1 in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final to win their first championship in franchise history.
10 seconds to go. Same.
And the Blues waited 51 years to make that a reality. Wow. The Blues put their first points on the board in Boston last night with Ryan O'Reilly and Alex Pietrangelo each scoring first period goals. Gave St. Louis a 2-0 lead. Then after a scoreless second period, Braden Schenn and Zach Sanford gave St. Louis a 4-0 lead in the third period. Bruins defenseman Matt Grzelcyk scored the Bruins' only goal with 2 minutes left in the game, spoiling Blues goalie Jordan Bennington's shutout. The rookie St. Louis goalie put a cap on a spectacular season and postseason with a 32-save masterpiece last night. Blues center Ryan O'Reilly won the Conn Smythe, which is awarded to the most valuable player in the Stanley Cup playoffs. O'Reilly set a franchise record with 23 points this postseason and became the first player to score in games 4 through 7 of the final. Here he is after the win.
It's an incredible feeling. There's so many people to thank, and I'm just so proud of this group and myself too. I can't believe that we hung on and got this done.
With the Stanley Cup win, St. Louis finished one of the greater turnarounds in sports history. The Blues were in last place in the NHL midway through the season before installing the rookie goalie Bennington as starter and running their way through the league and Stanley Cup playoffs. In NBA news, ESPN reported yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers and Boston Celtics are each engaged in trade talks with the New Orleans Pelicans regarding All-Star Anthony Davis. Mark Stein from the New York Times reported that LA's fourth overall pick in this month's NBA draft is up for grabs, along with young players Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram. Davis can become a free agent next summer if he declines his $28.8 million player option. Golden State Warriors superstar Kevin Durant confirmed on social media yesterday that he underwent successful surgery for a ruptured Achilles. Durant returned to the court in Golden State's Game 5 win over Toronto on Monday night, 1 month after injuring his right calf in a playoff game against Houston. On Monday night, Durant went down during the second quarter holding his right leg. Game 6 will be played at Oracle Arena tonight at 8 o'clock. The Warriors need a win to force Game 7 and keep their hopes of back-to-back-to-back championships alive. Meanwhile, Toronto's still one win from the first championship in franchise history. And in the major leagues, the Atlanta Braves won their sixth game in a row, beating Pittsburgh 8-7 in 11 innings. Austin Riley tied the game with a solo homer in the ninth inning, and then scored the winning run in the 11th off of a double from Ozzie Albies. The Braves will try to complete the series sweep over Pittsburgh this morning at 11 o'clock. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still on the scene of an accident where a car versus a deer in Fairhope off of 181 and 104. Spring Hill and Mobile Infirmary Drive moving at accident out the roadway as well. So we've got good ride from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65, and no problems across the Bayway or the Causeway. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market, brought to you by the City of Mobile Special Events Department at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be dry with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and pleasant with lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated, for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment. Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Seersucker suits, linen suits, and all modern and slim fit styles are buy one, get one half off, or buy two and get one free. Summer weight sports coats in a variety of colors are 25 to 50% off. Hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card, let him do the choosing, plus get a bonus 10% on all gift card purchases. Summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rental starting at $69.95. Father's Day? Shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
All right, 655 FM Talk 106.5, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love supporting causes which support your family and your friends, new license plates are coming our way, while others are getting a new look for the state of Alabama. The Alabama Department of Revenue says that plates for colon cancer awareness and prostate cancer research and thank alignment are the three new distinctive license plates. The plates cost an additional $50. For colon cancer awareness, those proceeds will go to the colon cancer awareness group known as Rump Shaker. They will use their money toward a scholarship program and to fund monthly support groups as well as raise awareness about the condition. For prostate cancer research, proceeds go to the Mike Sly Foundation for Prostate Cancer Research. And thank alignment, those proceeds go to the Central Alabama Community Foundation, Energy Institute of Alabama Foundation, which will fund education and health programs. Four other tags are being redesigned. The letter carriers that choose life support adoption, and pink breast cancer, formerly known as fight breast cancer, joy to life tags. All of them will be redesigned and will be available next month. So the tags are being shipped to every county based on the number of current registrations. You can purchase yours beginning July the 1st. Big scholastic news out of Baldwin County as the numbers are in for the class of 2019, and the Baldwin County Public School System says that their students earned a whopping nearly $100 million in scholarships for 2019, and that is an increase of $10 million from 2018. There were 2,465 scholarships offered to Baldwin County's 2019 graduating class. These scholarships were awarded in the areas of academics, athletics, and fine arts, and the congratulations continue as the school system confirms that the number of 2019 seniors who have decided to join the military, that has also increased over past years. These students will receive a chance to go to college via the GI Bill. Of the 108 students from Baldwin County Schools signing with military branches, 26 of those come from Robertsdale High School. Big congratulations to the students, the teachers, the families, and the community. That is why they are Baldwin proud this morning. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You're telling me that the group is called Rump Shaker that's doing the colon cancer awareness license plates?
I think that's what Kelly said.
Really? Kelly, he says, is that a real news story? That's really... By the way, too, the distinctive plates of the state of Alabama, we've talked about this in the past. I think Alabama has more specialty license plates than any other state. I think we're at like 50-something last time I checked. There's a plate for everything. Mm-hmm. There's a specialty plate for everything in Alabama, except for, I argued, that maybe helping prisons as we go to this special session coming up in September. Probably introduce a helping prisons license plate. You can donate money that way. What? You don't think that it's not going to work? Right? It's just ideas I have. All right, be right back. Hour number two, all the way.